why don't Street Fighter players shop at Walmart? Because they only care about Target combos. Welcome to Weekly News Desk for the week of April 29th, 2017. I am Simon Etwell, and as always, I am joined by...
Paul McCartney. But you can call me Sir Paul McCartney.
Why? Why? Where? What is this? Why? Why you do this?
I don't know.
I literally have no idea where this Paul McCartney thing came from.
Came from me, Andrew Doop. In case you were confused, Paul McCartney wasn't actually here.
Yeah, that'd be something.
Wouldn't it?
I don't know what in the world we could have done right to do that, have that happen. Or wrong, maybe. Who knows?
Very wrong. Or very right. I don't know. I wonder if Paul McCartney likes things.
If he likes things? Yeah. I mean, I assume there's got to be one thing or two he likes.
I wonder if he likes Star Wars. He probably
Probably does. Not.
He probably does.
I don't think he does. I don't know why, but I don't think he does.
I'm going to Google it.
You may, listeners, hear a difference in the sound because we're recording a different way today. Hopefully it's not too different or not too much worse. Hopefully it's not worse at all, but we'll find out. And I blame Andrew for it entirely.
I blame everyone around me.
So did you Google it yet?
I'm working on
it. Are you just going to Google it later?
I'm Googling it now. I forgot what I was Googling.
that's why your Google foo is so slow. Like I was going to say, I thought I fed enough time for you to Google a simple question like, does Paul McCartney like Star Wars? It's a pretty quick Google for most people. Type. Tappa. Okay, I'm just going to...
Ringo Starr likes Star Wars.
I mean, does he like anything that's not Caveman?
I like Ringo Starr.
Is he still alive?
Yeah.
He just doesn't do anything? Ever?
Exactly. He does nothing. He does like less than nothing. He's amazing.
Okay, have you finished your Google Foo yet?
I have. Not, because I haven't found an answer.
So, the answer is probably no, or nobody else cares enough of a shit.
Okay.
Anyway, speaking of Caveman, let's move into movies. Let's start getting the actual show here. Moving to movies. Starting with a golden trailer for Kingsman, because the sequel is called Kingsman Golden Circle. I believe it's Golden Circle. Now I'm questioning the full title of the Kingsman sequel. It's a good trailer.
It's awesome.
The poster that they released... Oh, yeah, it is the Golden Circle. The poster that they released a couple weeks ago gave up that Colin Firth was coming back.
That's fine.
And I kind of wish they left it as a surprise, personally, but nothing ever does anymore. Nothing is a surprise. Everything is revealed in the trailers nowadays. But, so...
Him real quick anyway. Also, my boy is in the movie.
Channing Tatum?
No. my boy JB. The big JB.
JB? Oh, Jeff Bridges, yeah. Right, yes. Agent Champagne. That's what his credit is. I mean, I knew you were talking about Channing Tatum. I just wanted to make it seem like you really were into Channing Tatum for a second.
Could be.
I mean, they're both.
I'm not against Channing Tatum.
Judging, yeah, neither am I particularly. Like, I thought he was great in Step Up when I first saw him. Step Up's a fantastic movie. The first one, I've never seen any of the, like, 15 million sequels.
Streets.
Jeff Bridges and Channing Tatum are both from the American version of the Kingsman because they're Agent Champagne and Agent Tequila.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
It's good. I am much looking forward to it, to this movie, because I quite enjoyed the first one.
Jeff Bridges.
So that comes out this September, September 22nd. Absolutely. It's fairly soon. It's absolutely worth watching the trailer.
Yeah, that's a good trailer.
And speaking of trailers, I don't know if they're good or not. I haven't actually seen the other two movies. Cars 3, also, trailer. It's out.
I've seen the other movies, and they're pretty good.
I have not. I have, honestly, I don't actually have any real interest in seeing them, like, at all. Although this one has Margot Martindale and Nathan Fillion in it. And those are both fantastic actors.
The last one had Michael Caine.
Really? That's pretty awesome.
I think someone else too, but I don't remember.
A highly dramatic animated racing car trailer.
But not as dramatic as that first little teaser one.
Oh, was it? Well, that's in it. The crash?
Yeah, I know.
But totally in his trailer.
When the trailer was just that.
Just the crash. That's fair.
It's a little over dramatic.
I mean, I can't really comment much on this trailer because I don't know Cars at all. So, you know, hey, it's probably worth watching. I mean, it's an interesting trailer.
That looks good.
IMDb keeps wanting me to click on these stupid, probably misleading headlines.
Almost definitely. Hashtag fake news.
Oh, God. Fuck you. You an asshole. Cars 3 comes out right this year. So that's even more soon than September. That's like next month. Considering we're not actually recording in April, we're now recording in May because we had to push it back a couple days.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes, BTS.
Behind the curtain.
As they say, how the sausage is made. What's another way to say behind the scenes? I think that's all I got.
Parting the veil of reality.
Parting the blast doors of reality.
Parting blast doors of reality.
I miss it when he stopped doing that. And then I stopped listening to that podcast, so.
Yeah, that's why you should write into them.
That's why I stopped listening.
I stopped listening because he never parted the blast doors of reality.
Hey, actually, that's really good. Speaking of Never Tell Me the Odds podcast name drop, episode 9 has a date.
Episode 9.
To theaters.
So May 24th.
Yes, it is dated May 24th, 2019.
2019, May 24th.
But however, originally, episode 8 was due in the summer too, and then they pushed it back to Christmas.
Yeah.
So, same thing could still happen here. That's, you know, 2 years away.
Yeah.
Still.
2 years too many.
Because you got 8, and then you got Han Solo. And then you got 9. Back to back. You want it to Lord of the Rings / Hobbit, this bitch?
I do.
I can't think of another series that came out a year, like multiple movies year after year after year, besides Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit, which is kind of the same series, really.
It is, basically.
Technically. So, you know, Star Wars. That's the next quick one. Also a release date, kind of. Logan is coming May 23rd this year for, 4K Ultra HD, Blu-ray, and DVD, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
And the only reason I even bothered to put this in, because it's also coming with the theatrical release and the black and white version. Because, it's coming on I assume all of the versions.
Ooh,
but it might be just a Blu-ray or might not come on the regular DVD, but it seems like from what I'm reading, it comes in all the versions.
It's also got unlimited.
Oh, no, sorry. It's the Blu-ray will include Logan Noir. So the Blu-ray version comes with the black and white.
And it's also got a theatrical release.
Theatrical release, yes. The Blu-ray has theatrical release and the black and white version. Because somebody, I don't remember, they have a quote here, but they don't say who this quote is from, probably the director or something. Oh, Mangold. Who the hell is Mangold? I don't know who directs things.
I don't either.
Anyway, somebody took like black and white pictures of the know, during the filming, and they thought, man, this looks awesome in black and white. So they pitched it while they were editing it, and like, yeah, that's cool. Let's do that.
It's also a thing that Fury Road did, but it didn't come on the original release. It only came out later. So you have to buy another Blu-ray with it on it.
I wonder if I got... I bought it fairly late. I wonder if I got one that has black and white on it. I never really looked at it. I think I just saw that it was on sale for super cheap, and I was like, done. I'll buy a Blu-ray for $10.
And a damn good Blu-ray.
That I still haven't watched. Also, if you live anywhere near Texas, Alamo Drafthouse is bringing Logan Noir to the big screen for one night only on May 16th.
I wish.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't love. Like that new Fifth Element updated thing that we talked about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
Why doesn't Canada get nice things?
Well, it depends on who you ask. Some people blame Harper, some people blame Trudeau, some people blame some people in the middle. Who knows? LCBO blames Catherine Wynne right now.
Oh, everyone blames Catherine Wynne.
only if you live in Ontario.
That's true. Well, I mean, probably people outside of Ontario.
No, well, if you live in BC, then you blame your MP. Did you hear about that?
No.
The person who, there was, I guess the MP was doing something in a grocery store, like a meet and greet type thing. And somebody came up to him and was like, hello, whatever your name is, I'm Linda, and I would never vote for you. And the MP's just like, great, you don't have to, and starts walking away. And she says, oh, good, I hope, Linda says, good, I hope you don't get voted in. It's like 7 seconds, but it went five, and became like a Twitter hashtag of people complaining why they don't like that MP. It was a funny thing.
I kind of like them for that.
Yeah, no, I was like, that's the greatest answer, though. I never vote for you. Great, you don't have to. Go away. That's exactly how I would answer that. Anyway, enough about Canadian politics, I guess. And into our last thing on movies, which is kind of cool. So, Revival, which this came out at C2E2, which has a thing. C2E2. It's a... convention-y thing that happens, but not usually a ton of news comes out, so you know, I've heard about it, but I don't really know what it's for.
I don't either. Never heard of it.
I have. Anyway, so Revival, which is a comic series co-owned by Tim Seeley and Mike has been optioned, it's been picked up to do a live-action movie. And they showed this really cool proof of concept trailer that's online, which I have a link to in the show notes. That's mostly just sort of setting atmospheric. It's really cool. But let me tell you what Revival is about. Okay.
Please tell me.
For one day in rural central Wisconsin, the dead come back to life. Now it's up to Officer Dana Cypress to find the murderer of her undead sister and maintain order in a town separated by ideological differences. That sounds cool to me. It sounds super cool. Now, this is obviously, this is just us getting news that it's been picked up, so there's no casting or writing or directors or anything like that yet. But you can be assured that when we get that news, it'll be here and we'll talk about it. For sure. And this is totally worth watching. It's cool. And kind of creepy. And totally worth it. Alright. We're ready to move on into the television.
Moving on up. Do, 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 do.
Right, sure. So let's start with Titanic DC choices. Because...
Teen Titan?
Yes, a little while ago we heard about somebody doing a live-action Titan series, which would be on some sort of Turner station, but that has changed because now WB and DC are going to launch it on their... they're going to coincide the release of that with the release of their DC-branded direct-to-consumer digital service. So they're... or Hulu. DC's doing their own thing now for some reason.
Hulu.
So they're going to launch Titans with it, which is a live action Teen Titans or Titans, depending on, you know, the comic has been both, has been under both names. We've got name jobs of Dick Grayson, Starfire, and Raven, and many others, but those are pretty much the mainstay of Titans.
Indeed. As I think they're the only ones I can name.
You can't name Beast Boy or Cyborg, the other people from the cartoon?
No.
Oh, Beast Boy and Cyborg are the other two people from the cartoon.
Okay.
And also, DC is also going to be releasing the third season of Young Justice on this platform, which is a big thing that people have been clambering for a long time. But I don't know that that's exclusive, because that might be in a Netflix deal with it. Because, you know, Young Justice is on Netflix. And Young Justice is getting a third season because it was super popular on Netflix. So, we'll find out. And as much as I would like to see the Titans, live-action Titans thing, and Young Justice, I don't know that I'm going to pay for... I mean, I suppose it depends on the price point for what the DC direct-to-consumer service is.
Yeah. Paying for more things, I don't like it.
Yeah, exactly. But if it's, like, super cheap or something, maybe. I'd think about it, but it'd have to be, like, super cheap.
Yeah.
Like, $5. And also, it would have to have more things than just Titans and Young Justice. There's only so many times you can watch the same show over and over again. But certainly when we get more news about that service, we'll talk about it here.
So don't touch that pod dial.
Pod dial? Don't touch that pod dial. Don't touch that podiatrist. Anyway, so Andrew, you just added this. I assume you've watched it.
I didn't.
Why is it
very far behind?
Why is there two S's?
Season.
Yeah, but why is it two S's?
Because that's how you do it in standard torrent format.
SS5?
Yeah, SS5.
Why is there two? That doesn't make any sense.
It's the standard convention.
Since when? S5, it'd be season 5. S5 is season 5. 1S. S5E1. Season 5, episode 1. It's the only convention I've seen.
Well.
Like my Doctor Who episodes that are here. S10E01. S10E02. S10E03.
Well, I must be getting bad torrents.
Probably. Also, I still haven't watched 2 and 3 of Doctor Who, but it's out there.
House of Cards season 5 trailer is out now.
Funk Soul Brother.
Kevin Spacey, my man.
Your other man?
My other man. I wonder if Kevin Spacey was ever in a movie with Jeff Bridges.
Oh, probably. There's got to be one.
I know. There's got to be.
But House of Cards. IMDb. Fantastic. Used to have a thing, didn't it?
Probably.
IMDb used to have a thing where you could search two actors and see if they've acted together.
IMDb. Away.
Well, I was thinking you were going to continue to talk about House of Cards since I've never watched any of it, and I was going to try and find it.
Awesome. I'm on like season 2 something, halfway through season 2, I think. And I didn't realize that I was so far behind. 5 is starting on May 30th. And by starting, I mean all of it is dumping into Netflix.
Netflix, yeah. That reminds me. It's funny, every so often, like certain things on Netflix just, you know, all dump at once, and then other things do episodic.
Yeah, I think like the episodic,
I always think, is weird.
Have like another, what do you call
also
it?
Also air on TV.
Yeah,
like Archie, which is on Netflix, according to Netflix, a Netflix original. And I'm like, no, you're not. No, that's not a Netflix original. That's the TV channel's doing that.
Maybe it's a Netflix original to Canada.
Oh, maybe. I don't know what channel. No, that's what is that? What is Riverdale? What channel is that on?
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
But iZombie's also got that same thing. And
yep, that's true. It's weird. I don't get it. I just don't get it. Anyway, I guess everybody wants it to be their official, like, oh yeah, we made this. It's ours.
Yeah.
All right, well, House of Cards trailer. Well, if you're like me and don't really care, you could also watch it. Yeah, you haven't watched any of it, but I could watch a season 5 trailer if it's cool. I'd check it out. What?
They were in a movie together.
What is it?
K-Pax.
Oh, wait, Jeff Bridges is in K-Pax?
Yeah, he's the other guy.
The other guy. It's been a long time since I've seen K-Pax.
There's Kevin Spacey, and then there's not Kevin Spacey. And yeah, it's been like forever, and I didn't even really watch it. But like, it was on my parents' movie shelf, and I remember looking at it.
Oh, he's the other guy. Jesus, but it's young. Jeff Bridges, in my mind, Jeff Bridges is always old as he is now. I can't think of a younger looking Jeff Bridges.
Oh man, I gotta watch this movie.
Anyway, let's get back to the actual news we're talking about here. I want to go see K-Pax now.
K-Pax.
So let's move into games here. Hearthstone hit 70 million. 70 million years ago. Because that's when Ungaro was set. No. 70 million players. Which I'm 100% sure does not mean active players. It's like 100%, 70 million people have played it at least once. That's what that means. And doesn't matter though, because we all get to reap the benefits because they gave away three packs, three new Ungaro packs for celebrating that they hit 70 million plays, 70 million players. So, you know, you get cards. Yay.
Yay.
And but they can. Cards. No, they you get 15 cards. And they get to say they have 70 million players, technically.
Brag about it, why don't you?
Because if they say 70 million players, it's true. You can't say 70 million active players.
Unless it is.
It's definitely not. There's no way in the world it is. It's 100% not active players. 70 million people have played it at least once. 70 million accounts have played it at least once. Because there are certainly people with multiple Hearthstone accounts, let's be honest. Because there are people with multiple everything accounts. Because they're fucking crazy.
Anyway, or they're not.
They are. They're crazy.
I know someone who has multiple Overwatch accounts because they didn't want to hurt their stats on a certain class.
Class? That doesn't make any sense. I know a person who has a Smurf account for Overwatch as well, because he'll want to either play with other people who are not as high ranking as him, or he just want to. I just want to try hard right now. I just want to my Smurf account
that lower ranking. But this is like the purpose is to not hurt your stats.
Yeah, but you can just play unranked Hearthstone.
Yeah,
I guess you can play unranked Overwatch too. I guess that's true, but I don't know. But to make Hearthstone, I mean, to play two accounts of Overwatch, you just need to buy the game twice, which is, admittedly is what, $120 at least.
That's most, because you can get the not founder.
I just assumed it was $60 because most games are like $60.
Yeah, but you can get that cheap version.
Sure. I don't remember the price. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was like 100 years ago.
And, but for Hearthstone, you can't just, like, you have to buy packs pretty much to even be remotely able to win a game.
Sure.
Will cost you more than buying it, just buying a game a second time, I think. personally.
But also, you kind of like get double the daily rewards.
That's true. That's
so you can kind of true into certain areas and specialize in each of those accounts.
That might be true. That might be true.
It's totally true. I've considered it.
For what, a whole 2 seconds?
Yeah. No, back when I played a lot, I considered it.
Oh, considered
it like, second Hearthstone account? I've only got like mage and priest cards.
Oh man. Well, in that case, I have a mage deck for you. I'll have to share it with you sometime.
Okay.
I don't have all the cards in it. Plus, I mostly don't play mage. I mostly play like warrior and pally. Good old Murloc Pally. Good old Murloc.
Yeah, I have Murloc Pally.
Unfortunately, it is no longer standard.
Yeah, I know. So
that, like, well, I mean, Murloc Knight is like one that changes your power.
Yes.
It's no longer standard.
No, Murloc Knight doesn't change your power. That's the
Yeah, the other one. But neither of those two. And what I'm saying is neither of those two cards, Vilefin, I couldn't remember its name. Murloc Knight is not standard, and Vilefin is no longer standard.
Right. So there's no point in playing Paladin.
I mean, you still get Tyriad, and Ragnaros Lightlord is still standard.
Yeah. Bitch.
Ragnaros Lightlord is boss. Especially since Ragnaros Firelord. Yeah, but Firelord and Lightlord can be in the same deck.
It's you true. Can
throw out Ragnaros Firelord and Ragnaros Lightlord at the same time.
Double the rag.
It is a boss combo.
They are bosses. It's a raid boss combo. Well,
one's a boss. The other's Hearthstone made up version of a boss.
Yeah.
Because when you make evil, when you try and corrupt something that's already evil and corrupt, it becomes good? Question mark.
Makes sense to
me. That's how they. That's what. Anyway, we're not here to talk about Hearthstone. Except I guess we were talking about Hearthstone because that was the news.
We're here to talk about Zelda DLC.
Yes, much more interesting. Zelda's first DLC pack is. We now have details of the first DLC pack of the expansion pass. Because to get either of the two DLC packs, you had to basically, you had to buy the season pass. If you get the thing that had the weird Switch t-shirt shirt for him, and then you also get access to the two DLC packs. But you can't buy each DLC pack separately, which is dumb. But whatever. So in the first DLC pack, you will get Trial of the Sword. Which I love how they word it. When you get to a certain sacred location, you can take on the new Trial of the Sword challenge. Which is wave of enemies, and you start the challenge without any equipment or weapons. Equipment or weapons as you go. Each, he beats a room, he goes to the next. You know, it's a standard challenge trial.
Yep.
But if you clear all the trials, which is about 45 rooms, the power of the Master Sword will be, the true power of the Master Sword will be awakened. So that's cool. Get a better Master Sword if you do the trial. you get Hero's Path mode. So this is a map feature that'll show you where you've walked in the last 200 hours of gameplay. So you can see where you've been and where you haven't been, I guess. Which is really funny to me. Hard mode, standard hard mode. Enemies are tougher, they regen health. And apparently you may also fly into enemies in the sky on floating platforms. That's shitty. Medallion, which is means you can make a single point on the map a fast travel point. When you use the travel medallion, you can register your current location as a fast travel point. I don't know if that means one at a time or you can use the travel medallion once. Because that's two very different things.
Those are two very, very different things.
And a couple of cool outfit / armor pieces. So you get Majora's Mask. Obvi. Midna's Helmet. Yeah. Also kind of obvi.
Yeah.
Phantom Armor, which is cool. Like the Phantoms from the handheld. Handheld Zeldas, you know the 3DS, no DS Zeldas, like Spirit Tracks and the boat one, which is cool. And for certain people, perhaps the most amazing, you get Tingle's outfit.
Oh baby,
Tingle's hood, Tingle's shirt, Tingle's tights. So that's a that's a thing.
Do what?
And you can also get a Korok mask, which is hidden in a treasure chest somewhere in the world, which actually does a thing. While wearing this mask, it shakes whenever Link is near a hidden Korok location.
Whoa.
And there are 900 Koroks, by the way.
Jeez.
Yep. 900 Koroks, and if you can find them all and give them to Hetsu, he gives you a piece of shit. It's pretty much actually a piece of shit. You can look it up. I don't see a date here, so I don't know if they don't have the actual release date for this DLC pad patch yet. Pack. But soon, since we've got details. Oh, summer. It says this summer, so, you know, soonish. Soonish. All right, Andrew, tell me about Darksiders and why I'm not war anymore.
I'd love to tell you about Darksiders, but first, I found another movie that had Kevin Spacey and Jeff Bridges in it. And I've seen this movie. I don't remember anything about it, but it's Men Who Stare at Goats.
I've never watched it. I didn't know that either of them were in it.
I watched it, and I feel like this should be, like, the best movie ever. It's got George Clooney, Ewan McGregor, Jeff Bridges, Kevin Spacey, Stephen Lang.
That does I do remember the cast was amazing, but I didn't remember Spacey or Jeff Bridges.
I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember either. I remember Ewan McGregor and George Clooney. And I remember, like, pieces of the movie. But I can't remember anything else about the movie.
That just reminded me as to... I just remembered about Seventh Son and how I still haven't seen Seventh Son.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either. It's on my list, like, next of whenever I sit down and watch a movie, I want to see it meow.
It has the Tomb Raider in it, the soon-to-be Tomb Raider.
Oh.
Alicia Vikander plays Alice.
But more importantly...
And it has Jon Snow. Jon Snow.
Jeff Bridges.
And Jimon Hounsou. Jimon Hounsou's great. Oh, and Candice McClure. I love Candice McClure. She was on BSG. I can't remember her character name from BSG because there's a lot of character names.
There's too many character names.
Dwala? I think she was Dwala.
Dwala.
Anyway, we're not here to talk about Battlestar Galactica. We're here to talk about Darksiders.
Darksiders 3 got a leak where they talked about a release date in next year.
Next year, okay.
Next year. And sometime. They shared some pictures of the new character, Fury.
Fury. Furiosa?
Nope, just the regular kind.
Just the regular kind of Fury. NBD.
Yeah. Who is another horse of the apocalypse.
That's true. That's true. But do I still get...
It says horseman, but she's a lady. Do we gotta be political correct here?
I don't think horseman... I mean, it's technically a gendered thing, but I don't know enough about horsemen. Like, with a word.
Let's call them horse people. No, nope, that doesn't
horse people, because then they're centaurs.
Let's not call them horse people. Let's call them horses. Nope.
Horse fighters? That's riders. Horse. Just call them the Riders of the Apocalypse.
The Riders. Yeah, that's, yeah. Yeah, that sounds good.
Riders on the Storm of Riders the Apocalypse.
Storm.
You're welcome. Okay, no. So Fury. So I'm not playing War anymore.
Yeah, you're playing Fury.
But most importantly, do I still get talked at by Mark Hamill? Because that both Darksiders 1 and 2, right? There's the reason I play those games, is because I heard Mark Hamill did a voice. And I was like, all right, and they're cheap. All right, I'm buying them. I never finished either of them.
I haven't finished either of them, but they are good for what they are.
I just did not appreciate being super slow.
Yeah.
What was so slow? Anyway.
But it's a fun game to pick up and play a bit of.
Yeah, yeah, no, they're fun. It's sort of the same vein as Darksiders, but not, or, yeah, no, Dark Souls, sorry.
No.
It's the same vein as Dark Souls, just not nearly as stupidly difficult.
Yeah, there's probably a better comparison.
There probably is. It probably is.
There definitely is.
But I just... the combat.
It's Dark Souls in the sense that you got to run around and kill things.
Kill things, and you're slow as fuck.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you can do about being slow as fuck. So that's cool. Release date next year, and you get to play as Fury. And Fury's a lady, because the Furies were ladies. The three Furies were ladies, if I recall. Weren't they?
If you recall.
If my Greek mythology is correct, which, who knows, it could be wrong. It's been a long time.
But it could be right.
But it could be right. It'd be better if it was.
All right.
Speaking of all right, let's move into the next thing.
We had Sir Paul McCartney and
Matthew McConaughey.
We need more famous people.
Our impressions. I mean, our guest list. All right, so let's move into comics, quote unquote, and books, because none of these are actually comics.
Comics
today, for once.
Nope, because it's gonna have comics. So it's not Sans. It's Sans Sans.
Okay, sure. First off, get retro with Ryu. So Dynamite Entertainment has announced that they're going to be doing a Street Fighter retrospective book. Because apparently that's really what they're really all in on these books for video games that they're doing now, because they're also doing the Art of Atari and all that stuff that we talked about over the last few weeks. Atari. Now, I just want you to hear the actual title. Undisputed Street Fighter, trademark, the art and innovation behind the game-changing series. The art and innovation behind the game-changing series. That's way too long to put on you. I mean, I get that it's like a big, big art book-sized book, but that's stupidly long. You know?
Yes. I do know.
So it's going to be sort of part art book. It's going to look into the art and how it's changed over the games and the design and the gameplay and the quote storytelling. I'm not sure if they improve that in later, you know, post Sega / Super Nintendo Street Fighter, because that's probably the last time I played a Street Fighter.
I played 5, 4. So
that's 5 is the newest one, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I played 4.
I may have played 4, I think, like one time when it was at the Java Garden, and instead of movie night, we hooked up video games.
Yeah.
And there was definitely some sort of fighting game we played a little bit of and lost poorly. And also, it's going to be looking, the book's going to sort of look at the impact on pop culture and how other fighting games styled around it.
Yeah. Which seems cool.
Yep. So it'll be over 300 pages. It'll have interviews and exclusive behind the scenes things. And, you know, iconic art and design and imagery and all that stuff. So that's cool if you're into Street Fighter. Which, I mean, I'm not, but I know there's a lot of people who are really into Street Fighter.
Yep.
I used to work with a guy. I used to work with a guy who was super, and he loved Street Fighter. You needed to know something about Street Fighter games, you could ask him, he'd know.
Nerd.
Yep. So, I don't know. Did I miss the date on this? Maybe it doesn't have a date. Because I don't see a date. But it will be available at major bookstore chains and everything, so it'll be available around to find it. You'll be able to find it. Don't you worry.
I worry.
All right. Well, put your worries away, because next up we're going to talk about Ghibli Pictures.
Ghibli.
If we want to pronounce it right, it'd be Ghibli. But anyway, where's the fun in pronouncing things right?
Kiki.
No, this one's not Kiki.
Oh.
It's Castle in the Sky and Mononoke, technically.
I didn't know Castle in the Sky was one.
Of course it is. Come on.
Well, in the sense that I've never heard of it.
Oh, you've never heard of Castle? Castle was one of the early ones.
Yeah.
Anyway, this one also came.
Mononoke.
Yeah. That's probably you've seen. That's probably the only one you've seen.
Nope. I've seen Kiki.
I suppose you did just name drop Kiki, but I kind of thought you just heard about it because I'm sure you've also heard of Spirited Away.
Yeah, but I haven't seen it.
And My Neighbor Totoro. Oh, you've definitely heard of My Neighbor Totoro. I know that for a fact.
And Howl's Castle That Moves.
Howl's Moving Castle. Not Howl's Castle That Moves. It's a bit of a worse title.
I'm certain there's more.
I know there's other ones too, but I can't come up with any more right now either. All right. Anyway, let's talk about what Viz Media is doing here.
What is Viz Media doing here?
This also came out at C2E2 at Chicago's premier pop culture and comic convention. C2E2.
Did we talk about this already?
Well, no, I mentioned that the other thing that about at C2E2.
The C2E2, yeah.
That's Chicago. So Viz Media announced there that is this winter it's going to be releasing a pair of full color picture books of the Studio Ghibli films Castle in the Sky and Princess Mononoke.
So like the children book kind of thing.
Wow. I think it's
just pictures.
I think it's not just pictures, but yeah. It is basically easy, quote, easy to read text, full color pictures direct from the film, and a family friendly oversized hardcover format aimed at all readers of all ages. So yes, sort of. Yes. But also just pretty colored pictures from the it's also would function as an art book, kind of, if you wanted it as that.
Neat.
Castle in the Sky, not only an early one, it was their first feature film, actually. And it celebrated its 30th anniversary last year.
Huh.
So that's cool. And this year is the 20th anniversary of the North American theatrical release of Princess Mononoke, which is like probably the most generically famous one, I would say. I don't know, though. Totoro and Spirited Away are pretty well known, too.
Totoro's pretty invasive in pop culture.
Yeah. But I'm not one of the... I don't know what is known in the uninitiated, because I am one of the initiated, so I don't know. It's hard to judge.
I'm uninitiated, so you can just...
Judge you? Oh, I judge you. I judge you plenty.
That hurts.
So both of these are coming out December 2017. Don't have an exact date. But December this year. And that's it. Check them out. Also, probably be at your local bookstores and Walmarts and Targets and also comic bookstores, maybe. Who knows? It'll be out there.
Yeah.
Right. Are you ready for this last one, Andrew? This one I put in just for you. Special for you.
I am ready.
Artful Ponies. Viz Media has announced that they're going to be releasing The Art of My Little Pony, the movie.
Aw, yeah. Due to hit theaters on October 6th, 2017. That's 3 days before my birthday, which
Please tell me you looked that up. Like, what, you just looked that up really fast right now?
No, but I remember it from last week. I think it was last week when we talked about the trailer. And if we didn't...
We definitely did not talk about... at least not in our notes. I don't remember talking about I don't think we've talked... We've never talked about it, Andrew.
Well, it was a teaser, and I put it in the notes.
I don't remember it.
Well, it was there at one point.
It's not last week.
The week
or
before.
The week before.
Maybe you took it out.
I don't think so. I don't know.
I def put it in.
Are you sure you just didn't just dream it? Anyway.
I could have.
Anyway. When I was reading this, I realized they make a terrible, terrible pun. Because when they're describing the movie? Because they say the main six, and it's M-A-N-E, like a horse's mane. I was like, oh my god, I hate you people. I hate you right now. The main six.
Oh yeah, it is there. Ugh. I think that's probably what they call it in the show.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
That I'm sure fits it is.
Doesn't make it any less obnoxious.
Twilight Sparkle, Applejack, Rainbow Dash, Pinkie Pie, Fluttershy, and Rarity.
Sure, great, thanks. Oh yeah, there it is. In Hasbro's My Little Pony, the movie, a new dark force threatens Ponyville and the main six. Obnoxious.
It's pretty cool.
So the art book here, it's a deluxe hardcover volume filled with concept material, production stills, sketches, and commentary from many of the artists and designers and animators who worked on it. So that's cool. I mean, I feel like pony art and designers.
And there's Spike. He's on the cover.
It's true. He is. I guess he's not one of the main six because he doesn't have a mane. He has frills.
Racist.
He has frills because he's a dragon? Question mark? Yes,
he is a dragon.
So the book will be... Wow, is that what our price differences are nowadays? The book will have an MSRP of $39.99 US and $53.99 Canadian.
Yeah, we're at 70 cents now.
Damn. I heard it dropped, but I didn't realize it dropped that much. Wow.
Yep.
Or you could get it digitally with an MSRP of $20 at vizmedia.com. Or Nook, Kobo, Kindle, iBooks, you know, Comixology, Google Play. Anywhere you get digital books, you can get it there.
But it's got a pretty sweet cover. You want this on your coffee table.
Oh, I'm sure. You absolutely want the main six and Spike with that Twilight Sparkle and her shiny unicorn horn.
Yeah, it kind of looks like the Horsicorn from the opener of the movies.
Oh, I don't think that's a unicorn. I think it's just a Pegasus.
I think it's a Pegasus too, but...
I think it's like Pegasus Entertainment or something.
Yeah, I was thinking Lionsgate, but that doesn't make any sense.
It's a lion.
Because it's definitely not Lionsgate. I don't even think Lionsgate's a lion.
MGM. Oh, yeah. No, maybe you're right. Maybe MGM is a lion.
I think Lionsgate's just like something boring. But I couldn't think of what it is.
Pegasus movie logo. Let's go with that. TriStar. It's TriStar.
TriStar.
But also, exactly. This Pegasus production is also a thing that has the same thing. So
Pegasi.
But TriStar is definitely what we were thinking of.
Yeah, TriStar. Ryan, yeah, Twilight Sparkle's got that TriStar vibe.
A little bit. Except TriStar, the kind of, it's like the Pegasus is just like running at you. And she's definitely rearing. She's about to kick you in the face.
Well, that's kind of like running. If you shifted the camera a bit.
Maybe. Lions, oops. If I could type. I put Lionsgate. Oh, yeah, Lionsgate is literally just its name. Mostly. Yeah. Sometimes there's a stylized wolf next to it. Or wolf, lion next to it. Jesus. Well, it's a good thing.
Wolfgate.
It's a good thing. That's all we have for this week. Because Andrew and I are both shutting down our abilities to speak, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, man, that cartoon. That was hard. I also really want to watch K-Pax. But, man, I want to see Seventh Son, too.
And Man Who Stare at Goats.
Yeah,
again?
But I've seen it, so it's lower on the list than K-Pax.
All right. I'm going to cut you off there. You can find us on Twitter, and Andrew can tweet all he wants about K-Pax and whatever the other Seventh Son and all that. I am at Dead75.
I'm at DUP3.
You can find the show at Gweekly News, GWEEKLYNEWS. Our website is... Twitter. What?
I wonder if Paul McCartney is on Twitter.
I'm sure Paul McCartney has a Twitter.
Actually,
he might not because he might be a Luddite. Who knows? He's the appropriate age to be a Luddite. Anyway, our website is gweeklynews.com. Is that ageist? Should I not say that?
You probably shouldn't.
Assume older people don't get technology.
He's a knight.
That doesn't mean anything.
He's a knight of the realm.
That also doesn't mean anything. Anyway, you can find our show notes at our website of gweeklynews.com where we have links to, you know, the things we talked about today. And you can email us if you want to tell me how evil my ageism is, or the appropriate term for a female horseman, or anything else you want to talk to us. Email us at feedback@greeklynews.com, or via Facebook at facebook.com/greeklynews. On either Twitter or Facebook or on our website, you could join our Discord server and come chat and play games with us, because we like games and like to chat.
It's true.
And if you have an iTunes account, or you're on iTunes, and we would really appreciate a rating and review.
Yes, please.
All right. So as I said, that's all we have for this week. Thank you for putting up with our shit one more week. And
hopefully for more week after.
Hopefully for later week. So hopefully we'll see you next week.